You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Jaguars. This is your man, Tony Wiggins, here on a Thursday. Training camp for rookies has started. And man, it's so good to finally have football back and getting closer to seeing real games, especially now that the Jaguars are on an uptick and headed in the right direction. So I know you guys are happy about that. And we're going to discuss that very subject today. We're going to discuss how not to rush the days until they're actually good and competing for a championship. You really have to bask in this process and understand that it feels good to know that things are headed in the right direction, and we don't want to rush them. We want to enjoy all of this because you guys have stood by this team for so many years and put up with so much grief that, you know, you got to get that back, man. You know what songs say, get it back in blood, right? Yeah. And it's going to be a process where everyone's going to have to start to grow. I'm talking about all the haters. They're going to have to start growing to like and get used to the Jaguars being successful and find some other stories and find some other narratives and other things to say about our wonderful city. I got to let you know that Locked On Fantasy Football is the serious podcast hosted by Vinny Lyer, and he'll give you, and he works for Sporting News, by the way, he'll give you all the edge you need in your fantasy football leagues, because I know everyone looks forward to that as well. And you can subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy podcast and enjoy your fantasy season as well with great, great information. But look, I fully expect the Jaguars to make a lot of noise on fantasy football. In the past, you've only had one or maybe two guys that were highlight players in front line, must-haves on your team. I think that changes. That definitely changes this year, and you're going to have some PPR guys that are going to be able to make some noise for you, and it's going to be nice to finally see the Jags get so good in real football that it even affects fantasy football. It's just going to be fun to have them as a part of that as well. But back to what I want to discuss today, and I'm going to let you know how we're going to do it. We're going to talk about the here and now, how we can brace for enjoying this, take a bittersweet look back at some of the good years and some of the bad years in the Jaguars organization. And then in the third segment, discuss how we all can sort of get used to being, you know, having the gun. You know, we're the rabbit. You know, now that the rabbit's got the gun, how do we want to do? Do we want to troll people? Do we want to be like obnoxious fans like all of these other places? Or do you want to get to the point where you start acting like you expect to be there? So all of those things are some things that we're going to go over today. But first, I want to say this. People might be asking, Wig, you're putting the cart before the horse, man. Don't, you know, count your eggs before they hatched or whatever. I am going to count my eggs before they hatch, because I really do believe that the Jaguars have turned the corner on being a putrid football team. I actually believe that not only are they going to climb out of this hole that it seems like this franchise was always in, but I think they're going to go all the way to the top eventually. And I don't know when that's going to be. But it all starts, man, with number 16. It really, really does. Now, Urban Meyer has a lot to do with it also. But who knows with coaches, man? Coaches hang around for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. This quarterback is what is going to ignite this franchise and turn this franchise around. I think he has all of the intangibles in the world. I'm not sure his arm is Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen caliber in terms of strength, or Aaron Rodgers. So it won't be that. It's more, to me, it's more like maybe Peyton Manning. Maybe I think the kind of influence that he'll have on this franchise, if I have to use any quarterback as an example, I think he'll have a very Peyton Manning impact on this franchise. And I think for me, outside of the ability to run, for me, the skill set and the arm And the way that he seems to process throwing the ball and getting the ball out and his leadership style. And I think he's more of Peyton Manning than anything. I've just come up with that because I was trying to actually find the guy that he reminds me of the most. And truly that's hard. And sometimes when it's hard for a good reason, because that means that what he's going to be is Trevor Lawrence. And there's nothing, there has been nothing quite like him. And he is unique in that way because he's like Peyton Manning with legs. I don't think it's Andrew Luck. For some reason, Andrew Luck, I always had he could throw it, but he just looked awkward. He looked like a big lumberjack playing quarterback. This kid is lean, but he has these intangibles. And the arm the arm talent is good. It is very good. Maybe not, like I say, maybe not the rocket that we think, a guy that's rated that high would have. But I just believe in the way he approaches football, the way he carries himself on the field, the way he's able to galvanize his teammates and make everyone around him feel confident. I heard his coach, college coach Dabo Swinney at ACC Media Day, I read something where Dabo says, whatever the over or under is, I'm taking the over because I'll never bet against Trevor Lawrence. And that's more than a guy just tooting the horn of a kid that he knows and he loves. To me, that's just the evidence that this kid has something special. I think he just has something special to the point where they couldn't keep him on the bench at Clemson. They looked around and they were undefeated. It's like, we got to play him. I'm sorry. We have to. There's no way we can't play him. I really do believe that guys like this don't come along very often. Now, quarterbacks are picked high every year, but I think special players like Trevor don't come along very often. And I really, really think that is the key, along with when you combine him with Urban Meyer and combine him with the detailed nature that Meyer goes about his business. I just have this firm belief that this thing has turned around. And it's turned around for the next 15 years, and it's just going to be sort of a permanent state of being that the Jacksonville Jaguars will be one of the top teams in the NFL here very, very soon. How soon? I want to discuss how soon and how we shouldn't rush to get to that, because you can't rush it anyway. It's a process. You can feel good knowing that it's going in the right direction, even though it might take you a little bit longer to get to where you're trying to get to. We're going to discuss that in segment two and then take a bittersweet look back at some of the not so good days. And the reason why those days are important to me isn't because I want to look into the past, but it just reminds me that even though those days were dark, the Jaguar fan base acted like it wasn't. I'm going to miss the days of the displays of loyalty from this fan base, that even when this team was bad, they acted like this team was good. These fans would cut you over that team, no matter what happened on the field, no matter how much grief counseling they needed. The fans always came back, turned up, and showed out. And it's always been a fun atmosphere to watch the Jaguars compete. So just that display of loyalty, I think, deserves a mention, and we're going to make sure we get to that in segment two, here on the Thursday edition of Locked On Jaguars. With the increasing numbers of makes and models of vehicles, it's now impossible for you to go to your local auto parts chain store and stock up all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? I always have to go back and look at the manual. And while you're waiting, the person behind the counter orders the part from their computer. And you can do that yourself. And many times they choose the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to it, rockauto.com at home and in your pocket on your phone. You can do it yourself. And that's what I want you to do at rockauto.com, because rockauto.com is the place for you to go. You're going to save time. You're going to save money. And you're going to actually choose to spend 30 to 50 and sometimes even 100% more when you go to those chain stores, as opposed to going to rockauto.com. Now, rockauto.com is a family-owned business, serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. That's right. And you're going to get the same prices as a professional. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every single customer. Go to rockauto.com, and what's going to happen is you're going to see a box, and they're going to say, how did you hear about us? I want you to put Locked On in that box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. Working our way through it on a Thursday, man, and I'm just excited because rookies have reported to come to training camp, and the vets will be in pretty soon, I believe on the 25th. Those guys will be swinging and coming through, and that's when it's going to really hit home. We've been celebrating now since December or January when they knew they were going to get Trevor Lawrence, and they knew the day that Urban Meyer was the head coach. But now the reality is set in. We just like you enjoyed that whole process and free agency and the draft and we've been basking in it until we got to this point. We didn't rush to get to this point because there was a lot of celebrating to do in between. I also don't believe you need to rush it when it comes to this team being good. Now you say we don't have no choice. We got to take it like it comes. I'm talking about mentally. Mentally, if your expectations are eventually to win a Super Bowl, understand that you can still find joy and you can still love the process that it takes to get there. I'll give you an example. The Dallas Cowboys had a 1-15 record. I think it was 1990 or 89-90 when Jimmy Johnson took that team over. And then the next year, I think they won like 5 or 6 games. And then the year after that, I think they won 10 or 11. And then the following year, they finally won the Super Bowl, even though they weren't the favorites. The 49ers were the favorite to win, and they went and upset the 49ers in Candlestick and eventually went to the Super Bowl and smacked Buffalo around. I grew up rooting against the Cowboys, and I hated that. I couldn't stand it. But I'm going to tell you what I didn't like. Not only by the time they won the Super Bowl, I expected it. I didn't like the fact that when they won those 5 or 6 games that second year, that I knew something was on the horizon. I knew they were a problem. As a kid that grew up loving the Washington football team, rooting against Dallas, I dreaded knowing because I saw what they were up to. And you could tell in that second year that this was a problem. And there's nothing worse. And trust me, it's going to be that way for Texans and Titans and Colts fans. They're going to know that this is going to be a problem. Now, I'm not saying the Jaguars are going to win 5 or 6 games. They might. They might win more than that, but they might not. But there will still be something in those performances that lets you know. That lets you know. The Jaguars are going to be a problem for people. They are going to be a serious problem for folks in the future. And it's fun to know that those jokers feel like they got to go running high because it lends them to being desperate. And you can almost see that they know what's happening. Sort of the way, and I use this example of the sub-500 Seattle team that went to the Super Bowl. Like, they went and lost to Atlanta. I think the following week they lost to the Falcons after they beat New Orleans. But you knew, and everybody knew, that's a problem. That's a serious problem. And sure enough, the next few years, guess what they were? A problem. That's what I think is going to happen here in Jacksonville. I think they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. They're going to change the thought process of the opponents and the fan base and the people covering the team from a national perspective. I think that changes before you see the W's in the call. You might still see L's, but I think the attitude about the team will change. So my thing is to not rush that. Just enjoy the process. Don't let yourself be disappointed because it seems like the results might not match your enthusiasm, because it doesn't have to. And part of this whole thing is it shouldn't. This is hard stuff. That's why you appreciate when your team wins so much, because you remember what it took to get there. I'm going to ask you this. Would you rather have the success of 2017 and then what comes with it is 2018? See, I think the success of 2017 happened too fast for a young team. It was very much needed for the fan base, but I think because it happened the way that it happened, what ended up occurring was guys couldn't handle it. And in 2018, the team imploded. Too much success, too fast. They may have forgotten what really got them there to that point. And they just couldn't handle the success. When you earn it the right way and it doesn't come out of anywhere, just out of nowhere, and you have to go through this process, and you keep putting year after year after year, now I think you're cooking with grease. I think you're cooking with grease when it happens that way, and because you feel earned. You know, it's not something like you have to remember anything. You're in the moment. You don't have to remember how you got there, because you know why? You're still in that process. That's just who you are. You wake up and you work and you earn everything every single day, and then all of a sudden it becomes a habit, and now you look up, and what you've done is you've changed this entire fan base, and you've changed the way that, you know, the teal and black is viewed. You've changed the attitude of the people. When you go to the stadium and you expect good things to happen, that's a feeling that the Jags have never had. Some bittersweet moments I know will come, and those bittersweet moments are this. As I said before the break, Jaguar fans have always been there for this team, even when the team wasn't there for itself. And sometimes that implosion and sometimes that up and down nature, as frustrating as it must have been for fans, it still is going to be a bittersweet situation when those days are gone, when this organization is super, super consistent every single week. Sometimes consistency can be boring. And we have to get used to being the type of fan that knows how to expect to be good. And I think the Jaguars are capable of doing it. I want to talk a little bit more about that in segment three here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars. How can we get used to being good? We got to get rid of that Stockholm syndrome and get rid of that headache and that hangover from knowing how to be bad. Jaguar fans know how to manage some grief now because they've had to do it for so long. So how do you manage and how do you find and get motivated when what you've been trained to do all of these years, you don't have to do it anymore? I want to discuss that a little bit. And I think there's a little meat on that bone and we can pull it off as training camp gets started here in Jacksonville. And I'll do it in the third segment here on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you first about Bet Online, man. Bet Online is the one place for you to go make your bets. That's right. BetOnline.ag is the cold, hard truth because it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball's still in full swing, man. The NBA is done until next year, but you still got baseball and you got UFC and MMA. Hockey and basketball, I hope you won some money because they're finished. They're over with. Now, you have to depend on your knowledge of baseball. Find out who's starting, who's pitching, what his ERA is, who's out of the lineup. You can get all of that information every single day at BetOnline. Now, all of that information is available so you can do what? Get paid. And the way that you get paid is you have to go to the website and use your mobile device and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Then you just start reading up on the information, getting everything you can. You can bet single games. You can bet parlays. You can put that thing together. You can bet over-unders. You can bet all of that stuff at BetOnline because it's all available to you, man, for you to get paid and make money. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoff. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. The promo code is Locked On. Take advantage. Rolling along here on a Thursday, trying to wrap my head mentally around what is it going to feel like. I talked last week about what is the team going to look like offensively and defensively. But now what is it going to feel like when the Jaguars, and I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when, the Jaguars finally get to that point where they're consistently putting out a great effort every single week. Of course, fans are going to enjoy it. Of course, their self-esteem, their football self-esteem is going to go up and it's going to shoot through the roof. But can we learn to do something that we have not had to consistently learn how to do or know how to do in the history of this franchise? And that is have a sustained, consistent, winning product week after week, year after year, not just a year here and then maybe 3 years later they pop up again and they win. No, I'm talking about week after week, year after year, consistent effort, consistent winning, the expectation that 75% of the time that they go out, they're going to win. And maybe if you get lucky over a 2 or 3 year period, you're going to expect them to actually win every game. You're going to feel like they can go undefeated. What are we going to do with ourselves around here, man? We haven't felt that in forever. Or just take the four off of it. We've never felt that, ever. The Jaguars have never had the fans have never had that consistency. So I'm wondering, are we going to turn into the obnoxious troll fans and try to pay everybody back for all of the things, the negative things they said about us and the city and the football team all of these years? I saw something yesterday where somebody was like, take the Jaguars out of Jacksonville and put them somewhere else. That person probably never stepped foot in Duval County, because if he had, there's no way you could say that, because these fans are great. This city's great. It's going to do so much for the city. Notice I didn't say I hope it does. I said it is going to do so much for the city. I am stoked. I really firmly believe that things have changed for the better for this franchise. So I'm interested to see how people act, how folks respond, how the team is covered. Generally, it's been easy to be, if you wanted to be the clickbait guy covering the team in the media, you've had no reason to manufacture stuff. You didn't have to create fancy lines on the team. All you had to do is report what you saw. You could just basically come on every week and go, the Jaguars suck, they lost again. And you know what? That's not clickbait. It was the truth. Now, how do we do it now? You can't obviously fall in love with the team. You have to be subjective and objective, right? So, you know, you have to find negative things to say now when the team is good. You're going to have to make up stuff. You got to manufacture negative stuff to talk about if you want clickbait. I don't think there's going to be that many negative things. I honestly don't. I just think the expectation of the team is going to be sky high. And what's going to happen is anytime somebody does something that's normal that doesn't meet that expectation, it's going to be room for you to criticize it. But in terms of having to be a grief counselor, and in terms of having to figure out what else can we say besides they're bad, and not looking at the draft in week 12, you know, you're not looking at free agency already. You're not looking at the draft already. That's where we're going. That's where we're eventually going to head to. I'm telling you, man, you're not going to see people talking about the same stuff that they've been talking about. They're going to be talking about the here and now, which goes back to the thing I said in segment one. Don't rush it. Don't worry if they don't come out of the gate 13-4, it's okay. If they don't come out 14-3, it's okay. Because right now there's a 15-2 mentality in terms of enthusiasm for the team. That's just not reality right away. And it's okay that it's not the reality right away. The reality is, though, is you can catch Locked On Today by Peter Bukowski every single day, Monday through Friday, 20 fast minutes every single morning to get you caught up on what's going on in the world of sports, around the entire world of sports. It's the truth, man, and you can subscribe on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Also, I'll be back every day. We're back to our 5-day-a-week schedule. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe to the Locked On Jaguars YouTube page. There's not a lot of content now, but it's coming. We had some technical difficulties. I'm the worst at tech, right? So I'm about to drive the Locked On people and that whole staff crazy by trying to show me how to do all of these things. And I had to look up the definition of algorithm the other day, because I'm like a dinosaur, man. It is what it is. But we almost got it done. We got that coming. The Locked On NFL show that I do every Wednesday with James Rapine. That you can please subscribe to that too. That's a great page. It's a bunch of guys on there from this network. Your boy Q, Chris Carter, Peacock, a whole bunch of people, man, are laying it down on there every week. I hope I ain't leave anybody out. I know I did. Bo Brock and the crew and Clancy and all those guys. And of course, my man, Ross Jackson and Luke, they break it down too. There's like 5 days on there. And I was blessed enough to get Wednesday with James Rapine. So make sure you subscribe and tune into that. Chad Ford is doing his thing right now with the ultimate mock draft for the NBA. I want you guys to check that out too, because don't think that these picks aren't important if you don't know who the guys are, because nobody knew who Giannis Antetokounmpo was years ago, and he was picked, and now he's one of only a few guys to win every MVP award there is in one season while winning a championship. So Devin Booker was a guy who was picked in the teens. Also, these guys, man, these draft picks in the NBA, you might not know their names now, but Chad Ford will definitely tell you who they are and what they have going on. So make sure you check out that podcast as well. Until tomorrow, man, you guys do what I always say. Take care of each other. And we'll have more training camp content as we get through the weekend. And it's going to be live, man, here in Jacksonville pretty soon. So just be patient, and it's coming. But I'll see you guys tomorrow here on Locked On Jaguars.